It's a mystery that we can't quite figure out. It's the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks for coming by. Our mystery centers on smells, we think. Also today, five words that define our current economic standing. On Wednesday, there's to be a signing event at the White House, Think Trade. The markets, well, they delivered again today. Netflix shares were up big time, and we'll tell you why. Also, what brand you trust may have lots to do with your age. Those stories, plus Laura Kennard with DM Biz Events, happening this week. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. You know, you look at the calendar and you realize that January is almost half over. What's with that anyway, huh? Hey, you want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. You know, for almost 40 years, Bath and Body Works has lured shoppers into their stores with highly scented lotions and candles. And in a time when malls are closing and retail is struggling, Bath and Body Works has notched 14 straight quarters of sales growth and continues to attract new customers at a time when mall visits are dwindling. Analysts say it's defied many of the challenges roiling the retail industry, although they could not exactly say why. While other mall-based outlets have staggered through bankruptcy and store closures, Bath and Body Works is posting double-digit growth and expanding into new locations. Analysts say its 1,600 U.S. stores, mostly located in shopping malls, have become, get this, destinations unto themselves. Now, some analysts suggest that the success is about having products that are affordable, indulgences that appeal to preteens on an allowance, as well as 50-somethings in search of a pick-me-up. And it doesn't hurt that the company has invested heavily to transform its stores into bright, fanciful enclaves of escape. Nice alliteration there, right? Well, all could be true. This weekend, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had this to say about income inequality. The Dow soars, wages don't. This is inequality in a nutshell. Ocasio-Cortez was probably referring to the widening gap between U.S. stock market gains and wage growth in recent years. The Dow surged 22% last year, but wage growth, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, rose just 2.9% in the 12 months, all through December. Stagnant U.S. wages have puzzled many economists, given unemployment has plunged to its lowest levels in more than 50 years. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump frequently touts the rising U.S. stock market as evidence of a booming economy and a boon for all Americans. However, Ocasio-Cortez has repeatedly downplayed the significance of stock market gains to salaried workers who, well, you guessed it, don't earn stocks. The stock market is not the economy, she tweeted in February of 2018. Stocks aren't jobs. Stocks aren't wages, end quote. Well, while we're not entirely sure what the deal is, it's supposed to be signed on Wednesday at the White House. What is it? Well, the first segment of an agreement between the United States and China to start to put a lid on a raging trade war that slowed manufacturing and resulted in higher consumer prices. White House officials say the two nations have not yet finalized the details of the deal. The signing would be the first pause in nearly 2 years of the ongoing trade war between the world's two largest economies. Meanwhile, China has been mostly silent on details as well. Stay tuned. Speaking of China, stocks ended higher today, resuming a rally that started last week amid news that the U.S. will remove China from a list of currency-manipulating countries. That increased optimism ahead of the signing of a key trade agreement. The S&P 500 gained 0.7 to hit a record high of 3288. The NASDAQ also notched an all-time high, advancing 1% to 9275. The Dow rose by 83 points and closed at 28,907. S&P 500 was lifted by tech and real estate and materials sectors, and Apple stock today was up by 2.1% to hit a record. Speaking of stocks, shares of Netflix were up today by as much as 3.5%. Why? Now, the streaming company received more Oscar nominations than any of its rival studios. The company's movies received 24 nominations total, with The Irishman taking 10 nods, including Best Picture, Actor of a Supporting Role, and Visual Effects. Other Netflix properties with multiple nominations include Marriage Story, The Two Popes, and Klaus. The 92nd Academy Awards is scheduled to take place February 9th at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood, California. And finally, there is this report about brand loyalty. Data intelligence company Morning Consult conducted nearly 17,000 interviews per brand for almost 2,000 brands. That's a huge number. Now, each participant was asked, how much do you trust each brand to do what is right? And the options they were given were a lot, some, not much, not at all, or don't know. Well, here's some interesting results. The survey found that the youngest and oldest consumers diverge sharply when it comes to how much they trust brands and which brands they trust. When it comes to the brands that they trust the most, Gen Z gravitates towards tech, ranking Google, Netflix, Amazon, YouTube, and PlayStation as its top picks. And those rankings have no common ground with those of the baby boomers. For older shoppers, the United States Postal Service delivers the most when it comes to trust. The Federal Mail Service is followed closely by the United Parcel Service, Hershey, the Weather Channel, and Cheerios. Now, for their part, the age group sandwiched between Gen Z and the boomers favor a mix of those companies. Millennials most trust Google, UPS, Amazon, PayPal, and Netflix. Gen X puts a lot of stock in the United Postal Service, Google, Amazon, Hershey, and PayPal. You see what you learn here? Brands that you trust, no matter what your age. Coming up next, Laura Kennard is in talking about business events, co-working, and business education events in the greater Des Moines metro this week. Stay with us. More to come.